Golf's fourth and final major tournament of the year, the PGA Championship, got underway this morning in Atlanta. Tiger Woods is seeking his third straight PGA title and his second major victory of the year. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Alex.
Tiger Woods was not a factor in either the U.S. Open or the British Open. How is he going to do here?
Well, I think not being a factor in those two tournaments, not even finishing in the top 10, will probably mean that Woods will come in very, very psyched up to try to win this championship for a third straight year, because he knows he set the bar so high. If he doesn't win this week, there's going to be a whole nother round of what's wrong with Tiger questions. And if you remember at the beginning of the year, when he didn't win any tournaments for two whole months before the Masters, you would have thought he was 65 years old and headed for retirement if you read the stories that were being written. And that bothered him. In fact, he refused to talk to some reporters who used the word slump to describe what was going on with his game. So he doesn't want to have people wondering if he's, quote, slumping again.
How about David Duval? He's not slumping. He won the British Open last month. Is he your favorite to win this one?
Well, I think what has happened with Duval is winning that first major title lifts such a huge weight from his shoulders. He's been talking about how he spent most of the last 3 weeks drinking champagne out of the claret jug that they give you for winning the British Open. And he will come in completely loose, feeling as if there's no pressure on him. The one thing, though, is for some reason, the PGA has always been Duval's worst major. He's never played particularly well in a PGA. And if he does, it'll be a breakthrough. One thing about it, though, he's playing in Atlanta, which is like a home court advantage for him because he went to Georgia Tech.
The other golfer who's the great coming thing, Phil Mickelson, yet to win a major. What about him? What are his prospects now?
Well, Phil Mickelson, by almost any standard, has had a great year. He's second on the money list. He's won a couple of tournaments. He's been in contention at major championships. He had that great shootout with Duval and Woods at the Masters. But he's 31 years old. And now you say in golfing terms, that's young, and it is. But Tom Watson won his last major when he was 34. Arnold Palmer won his last major when he was 34. So not even having won yet has to be weighing on Phil Mickelson's mind. So those are the three guys, Woods, Duval, Mickelson, that you look at first. But as you well know, Alex, there's always a dark horse that comes out of the field the way Bob May did last year when he almost beat Woods in that great playoff. And a guy like Stuart Sink, who almost won the U.S. Open, is someone you might look at too.
There's also a special competition outside the tournament. What's that about?
Well, Alex, this is the last week to get Ryder Cup points. And of course, all the American players desperately want to play on the Ryder Cup team that's going to go to the Belfry in England at the end of September. And there are about eight players very closely bunched for the last four spots on the team. And the top 10 will emerge on Sunday, and then Curtis Strange, the captain, on Monday will name his two captains' picks. So you will see a wild scramble coming down the stretch among players who might not even be in contention to win the championship. I remember Brad Faxon in 1995 at the PGA, shot 63 on the last day. He had no chance to win, but shooting that 63 put him on his first Ryder Cup team, and when he holed his putt on 18, you would have thought he'd won the championship.
Thanks, John.
Bye, Alex.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled and The Majors.